Some Wisconsin communities are worried about not being able to meet the growing demand for water. The Doyle administration says it's concerned, too. Massachusetts-based conservation consultant Amy Vickers says one thing many water utilities can do is check for leaks in the pipes and valves they use to deliver water to homes and businesses. Vickers estimates the 60 largest utilities in Wisconsin lose somewhere between 20% and 60% of their water.
And some utilities, you know, historically have had the attitude, and it's not just in Wisconsin, you know, it's water's too cheap, why should I fix it? The problem is leaks are a lot like dental cavities. You don't repair it, it's going to cost you down the road. So it's always prudent to fix leaks.
While some water managers say they do go after leaks, Vickers says if all the big utilities repaired everything, the state would have enough water for another 700,000 people. That's about what Wisconsin may add in population over the next 25 years. Vickers also sees more opportunities for conservation at the residential level. While people are using less water inside their homes than they used to, Vickers says outdoor use is going up.
More and more we're seeing these automatic irrigation sprinkler systems coming in, not just with new homes, but existing homes that are putting them in. And I've seen them in my own neighborhood, and I've talked to my neighbors, but it doesn't work.
Vickers says the top residential users of water need tougher regulations. Professor Jan Beecher of Michigan State University says Wisconsin might also need a new pricing system to affect water consumption. Beecher says one possibility is charging higher rates during the summer.
If you can demonstrate that lawn watering and other summer usage is driving peak demand, driving the need for new facilities capacity to meet that demand, then it's worth thinking about a seasonal rate.
A state panel looking at the demand for water is expected to issue a draft report next month. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Sheboygan.